You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September the 24th, 2021, as I was mentioning in the last segment, and you just heard on the network news, the House of Representatives approving a Democrat-backed bill guaranteeing a woman's right to abortion nationwide. And this guarantee goes even farther than Roe v. Wade in an effort to stem the tide of pro-life legislation. As Congresswoman Presley said, Democrat, abortion care is a fundamental human right. It's not such a human right care for the one being aborted. Does it take long for that to sink in? How about this one? Another congresswoman from Democrat Colorado. The House of Representatives taking a stand for the first time in history will be passing legislation that protects a woman's right to choose. Oh, is that back to the argument, my body, my choice? Does that apply to women who don't want the vaccine? There was one Democrat who did not join that party line vote. One. Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar. He said, I'm not going to vote for that. He's facing a primary opponent who is backed by groups that do support abortion. So Cuellar has put his political career on the line, but he says not going to. Good for him. Oh, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been called out by the Archbishop of San Francisco. Pelosi is Catholic, and this is her Archbishop in San Francisco. And he says what they're doing is child sacrifice. Well, of course, Pelosi says, it's none of our business how other people choose the size and timing of their families. So I guess the Archbishop must be wrong, at least in Nancy Pelosi's heaven. Well, they have finally cleared out the majority, if not all, of the migrants in that makeshift camp at the Del Rio National International Bridge. Two buses loaded up the last of them, and where they went, we were not told. We're not being told where they're going. We are supposedly being told, oh, they're going to be processed. Now, what does that mean, processed? Processed for deportation, processed to stay in the U.S.? And keep in mind, these Haitians, they weren't really claiming asylum because they'd already been out of Haiti, many of them, for 10 years or longer, living either in Central or South America. They were not in Haiti. And more, apparently, are still gathering to come. But Joe Biden, while he says, I take responsibility, he's not taking responsibility for that and basically saying the door is open. Where he's taking responsibility about, he says, those American Border Patrol agents, he said, using their horses and whips to control the migrants. And I'll promise you, he said, they will pay for, there will be consequences. The photographer who took the pictures of the agents said there was no one whipping anybody. They were using their reins to shoo people away from the horse and to get the horses to make turns and move in different directions. There was one agent who reached down and grabbed a migrant who was trying to run away by the collar of his shirt and pulled him back to keep him out of an area. But Joe Biden, his responsibility is to put blame somewhere else. That's what his responsibility is. That's how he's looking at it. In fact, Senator Tom Cotton said that's exactly what he did. He said the Border Patrol been given an impossible job by Biden, who does not want to enforce our border. And when Border Patrol agents need to use horses to cover large amounts of forbidding terrain, now they're told they can't do it. That the Border Patrol has been basically thrown under the bus by Joe Biden. The Biden White House issuing a statement. They say that if you're in the military and you refuse to get the mandatory coronavirus vaccine, you should be dishonorably discharged. We're going to get into that in more detail. And then we have this story. The Washington Capitals, the first team in the NHL history to sell advertising on the jerseys. The Capitals' first ad partner will be Caesars Entertainment. Hey, you got to make the dollars. You got to make the money. Watch for more to come. Wonder how much they'd charge to put Larry Connors USA on some of those jerseys. Just wondering.
Larry Connors USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Larry Connors USA.
You said on the campaign trail that you were going to restore the moral standing of the U.S., that you were going to immediately end Trump's assault on the dignity of immigrant communities. Given what we saw at the border this week, have you failed in that promise? And this is happening under your watch. Do you take responsibility for the chaos that's unfolding?
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are.
Not who we are. But it's who we're becoming under this administration. And by that, I mean, you want to send a message around the world. We have no border. You can come. We're going to let you in. This country ceases to exist. And you talk about horrid, shameful conditions. How about what those traveling with the cartels had to put up with, especially young children and women? And then the conditions under that Del Rio International Bridge where 15,000 were gathered at one time. The conditions they were under. But Biden today in his news conference pressing the booster shots, you should consider getting them and do that, and we're looking forward to, we're going to beat this thing, then ended up spending most of his time berating American Border Patrol agents for using horses to confront migrants. The photographer took pictures of those border agents, said he and his colleagues didn't see anyone being whipped. They were using the Lone Ranger to control the horse and, yes, to keep people away and to direct people in different ways. They're not whipping anybody with it. And, of course, we're talking about Haitians. Haiti is truly one of those third world assholes, as Trump would have described it, and everybody that lives in Haiti knows it. They want out of there. Unless you are among the elite in Haiti, it is a dangerous place to live. But many of those gathered at the Del Rio Bridge, apparently, have been in either Central or South America for the last 10 years or more. So they already have asylum. They don't need to come into this country for asylum. For that reason, we would let them in. That's why we're bringing Afghans from Afghanistan in, who fear they'd be killed by the Taliban because they helped American forces over the last 2 years. But again, I stress to you, we're not properly vetting them. I hope we're not bringing in terrorists mixed in with them. But back to the border. Because they are Haitians, and Haitians, maybe you're not aware of it, and this is not a, you could make it, I guess, a general statement, and it's not meant to be condescending nor offensive in any way, but most Haitians are a darker color, more like black. Most of the Mexican population is lighter, more brown. The reason I point that out is because now Haitians were involved. Here comes Al Sharpton.
We went for an hour.
Del Rio is not a racist city. Del Rio is a loving, caring community. We don't want your racism in Texas. Get out of here. Nobody wants to hear your racist nonsense in Del Rio. You're a racist. Nobody wants you in Texas. Nobody wants you in Texas.
I love it. Al Sharpton goes down there because he's going to go down and help the people. And many of those yelling at him, you can tell by their accent, they probably are of Mexican descent. I don't know for sure, but some of them sounded like they could be. Could just be good Southern Texas accents. But they didn't want him down there. And then he was there for a photo op to say, look, I came to save the Haitians. Last word from the border at this time, in the last hour, all those who were under the bridge have been loaded up and moved. Where? We're not being told. Last two buses pulling out, they're going to some processing center. But this administration will not tell us where they're taking them. Does that make any sense to you? And they kept saying we were deporting others, and yeah, they put some on a plane. And maybe the Haitians, when they were put on the plane, didn't know where they were going. And they, as I say, probably have been living in either Central or South America. And when the plane lands, they're back in Haiti. And they're throwing a fit. We thought we were going to be, you took us back to the country we ran away from 10 plus years ago. And of course, my Yarkles, Homeland Security Secretary, went down the other day trying to calm things down and also stress again, do not come, you'll be sent back, so forth and so on. You know, there's now a, and let me see how you want to describe it, as a fight, a fracas, disillusionment between Mayorkas and the White House over migration policy. The stories began to break out. BuzzFeed has one report on it that the White House and Mayorkas are not getting along very well on what direction we're supposed to be going. In fact, Biden political aides, even while Biden stands there and says, I'm the president, yes, I'm responsible, he wants to put all the blame for anything that's going wrong on Mayorkas. And Mayorkas have been saying, I've been the one down there doing everything. Where's VP Harris? Of course, he didn't say that, but I would ask it for him. Thought you put the VP in charge. So they're turning on each other. If you remember also, while Biden is so condemning of our Border Patrol agents and how shameful what they're doing, that was shameful. The conditions under the bridge weren't shameful. The whole thing that caused that and all this using drug cartels to bring more illegals into our country. We know we're supporting the drug cartels. We're paying them, basically. In fact, Senator Cruz pointed out the other day, Biden is a last step to help the cartels get illegals into the country.
One of the things we saw are the color-coded wristbands that many of the illegal immigrants are wearing, because the cartels, which are global criminal enterprises, they charge anywhere from $3,000 to $8,000 to cross the border. The cartels have 100% operational control of the border. You don't cross the Rio Grande without paying the cartels, or they will kill you. And what happens for many of them, they cross the border and they end up at a stash house, and the cartels will extract even more money. And the wristbands are color-coded by how many thousands you paid and how many more thousands you owe. And then they locate you in whatever city you're going to. And these teenagers or young illegal immigrants spend the next several years paying off the cartels. For some of the teenage girls, they're trapped in forced prostitution to pay off the cartels. And the cartels now have workers across the country,
now,
whatever city you're in, there are people working for the cartels to pay off their debts. It is inhumane.
And how does that compare to images of a Border Patrol agent on a horse swinging his reins at someone to force them to get away, not actually whipping them? But that's the story that Biden wants you to focus on. Look how shameful that makes us look, how embarrassing for our country. And look what he's doing, not only for the country, but for the young men and women that are being brought up by the drug cartels. And then we have the vaccination issue. You are under a mandate. You have to get vaccinated. And companies, under a presidential order, OSHA is to fine them money for every employee if they have 100 or more if they're not vaccinated. And they don't want to hear any excuses. Biden mandate using OSHA to punish the companies and fine them. But not everyone. I mean, if you're a group that has 640,000 employees, well, we're not going to make you do that. What? Oh, that's right. That's the Postal Service. The U.S. Postal Service Union says our 640,000 employees are not covered under your mandate. They may or may not get a vaccine, but we're not going to be mandated to. And many teachers' unions, the same thing. So now what if you're a U.S. service member and you refuse to get a vaccine? The Biden administration released a statement of administrative policy a few days ago and said there's a provision by a Republican that would detract from readiness and limit a commander's options for enforcing good order and discipline when a service member fails to obey a lawful order to receive a vaccination. Now let's stop and think for a second. They're saying that maybe the soldier, because they didn't get the COVID vaccine, might come down with COVID, and so they're not in fighting condition if something comes up. Now, what if it's a female soldier who's pregnant? Well, if she's pregnant, certainly in the later stages, she's not fit to go out in the field and do anything. Should she be ordered to abort? This my body, my decision works for everything when the left wants it to, and works for nothing when they don't want it to. And we continue to have others stepping forward. As I said, the U.S. Postal Service says we're not going to be mandated. But the Biden administration wants to move forward and say, if you're in the service and you're given this lawful order and you do not obey it, you will be dishonorably discharged. One of my loyal listeners had written me about that earlier today, saying, I don't understand that. Well, she was upset. She understood it. She understood. She just said it's just wrong if they're doing it. Diane had written that in. And I gave her a quick answer back. I said, you know, when you first go to the military, you line up for a series of shots. Before overseas duty, you're going to get more shots. The difference is those meds have probably been in use for years, not something that, while maybe not harmful to you and maybe good for you, was not rushed into production because of a panic and an epidemic underway. But if you refuse to do it, that should not be grounds for dishonorable discharge. They are trying to equate it to refusing a direct order. And under refusing a direct order, you can be dishonorably discharged. But that's a stretch. So I pointed out, I said, if you've got a female soldier who is close to delivering, and she's needed in the front line or wherever they need her, and she's not capable of going, well, what are you going to do, abort the baby so she will follow the order to be there? What, I mean, there is no limit once you start down this road, except what the left decides is a limit. No way any soldier should be dishonorably discharged because they said, I don't want the vaccine because either religious reasons or I have some concerns about it. Teachers are allowed to say that. The Postal Service Union employees can do it. For a time, the pharmaceutical companies didn't even demand their employees do it. Oh, and on The View today, Vice President Harris was supposed to be there, but the hosts were asked to leave the set, a couple of them anyway, even though they've been all vaccinated. Apparently, two of them have now tested positive just ahead of the interview of VP Harris. I don't even know if she showed up. I could care less, except that it shows that even if you're vaccinated, does not mean that you might not come down with COVID anyway. But they're going to use it as a grounds to dishonorably discharge members who are serving our country. And then you've got what's happening in New York City, which is, I told you it would happen like this. Documentation that you've had a vaccination would prove to be racist. It's being called out that way now. Oh, and also civil rights activist Al Sharpton also saying President Biden is stabbing the black community in the back. Biden's not winning on any front. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass, the Key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city. This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things. That's the point we're trying to get across.
That is Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City back in August announcing the Key to New York City Pass. You can dine indoors now, but before you can go indoors to dine, you must show evidence. You have to show documentation. You've been given a vaccination. That caused a problem the other day about a restaurant where the hostess was telling the people trying to come in, I need to see your documentation before you can come in. And it was three black women, and they started shouting that it was racist, and they started attacking the hostess. The poor woman, young girl, just doing her job. But I knew it was going to happen like that at some point, because when you put something down like that, for all the left claiming all the time that anything Republicans do simply on wanting voter ID is a throwback to Jim Crow days, de Blasio said if you want to dine inside one of these restaurants in New York City, you have to have documentation that you've had a vaccine, and we need a picture ID to prove it's you that got the vaccination, or you don't get in. I said then, that smacks of old Jim Crow days again, doesn't it? Segregation, if you're black, you're not allowed to eat in here. And that's because, according to New York State, by their figures, these are not my figures, the New York State reports, 85% of blacks in New York State are not vaccinated, either because of religious beliefs or just distrust in government. 85%. In New York City, another source reports that 85-plus percent of blacks in the state of New York, remain without even one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. So that's why the Black Lives Matter leader in New York says this key to New York City pass, it's racist. He said it's not going to be white men in suits on Wall Street who are going to get stopped. There's such hypocrisy in this thing. According to the New York Examiner, 70% of blacks living in New York City, ages 18 to 44, have not gotten it for one reason or another. No, anybody going in is going to be checked, regardless of their color, but more likely the white person is going to be documented. When they go in, they know they're going to have to do it. We've got John LeBoutier coming up in a moment from the New York City area. I want to get his take on that and some of the other things. But while they're doing this, this kind of stuff is blowing up in Joe Biden's face, all of this. Breitbart News had reported a wider spectrum of black voters driving down President Joe Biden's approval ratings once he mandated vaccines for medium and large businesses on September 8th. A Monday morning consult poll shows that his performance down 5 points among black voters because of the vaccine mandate. Black voter disapproval of Biden also going down because of that. And then you got civil rights activist Al Sharpton. It was down at Del Rio, the international bridge where thousands had been gathered, Haitians. And went down there and he said, "You said, Mr. President, on the election night, Black America, you had my back, I'll have yours." He said, "Well, you're being stabbed. Well, we're being stabbed in the back, Mr. President. We need you to stop stabbing from Haiti to Harlem." That's because, briefly, the administration was deporting some of the Haitians under the bridge back to Haiti. Maybe 500, maybe 1,000, but thousands more have been let into the country. So that's why Sharpton went down to Del Rio to protest the Biden policies. He got shouted down by protesters who saying, "We're not racist here. Take your racist language, go somewhere else." None of this is looking good for Biden, and the Democrats are worried. What does John LeBoutier think about all this and other issues? You'll want to hear coming up.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned. Ackerman Toyota, for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
My next guest on with us numerous times. You love him, and we had this discussion before. You may hate some of his thoughts. You still love the man, I'm sure. John LeBoutier, former U.S. Congressman from New York, author of the book Harvard Hates America. John, welcome aboard again, sir.
Thank you, Larry. Yes, I hope they still like me.
I'm sure.
I try to answer your questions as honestly as I can.
That's all we ask. It's just your answer.
Yep.
So let me begin. Have you dined in New York now that you can go in and dine indoors?
You can. Have I? Now, it's interesting. You asked me on a week ago today, and I couldn't go because I had to go to a memorial service. It's the first event I've been to in New York in a year. This is New York City. I'm out here on Long Island.
Sorry for your loss.
And it's okay. Thank you. And I went in and went to this event, indoor memorial service, and then I walked with two pals four blocks to a restaurant that was jammed. Now, I haven't seen this before because I haven't been there, but New York has added on these outdoor extensions to all their restaurants, right? And they're not on the sidewalk. They're on the street next to the sidewalk.
Yeah, and you're dining indoors, outdoors now. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and they have them everywhere, including the place that we went. We ate outdoors.
Did you have to show your vax document to get in?
They did not ask for it, although they did at the memorial service. They did. That's the first time any place I've had been asked. Then I've been to the, and I went to the U.S. Open tennis 2 weeks ago. They asked for it.
Well, now this is very interesting because, as you well know, the leader, the Black Lives Matter leader in the New York area, had said demanding vaccination passports from black people before they can go in and sit in a restaurant is they're never going to stop the white people, but they're stopping us. And according to the numbers I've seen, I know you have too, that something like 70% to 80% of blacks in the New York City area, much less the state, did not get a vaccine either for religious reasons or not trusting the government. So they're basically being denied a chance to sit at the counter.
Well, through their own choice, though. I mean, that's the difference. You don't choose to be black or white or yellow or anything. But
they do choose to go in there and dine with everyone else.
Yeah, they do. But they know, they being anybody, knows I must be vaccinated.
But that's so not setting well with blacks or whites or browns in many cases.
Well, I know, but I mean, this is how it's going to be for a while. You got to get vaccinated, and we have to overcome our collective vaccine hesitancy in order for the good of everybody.
So
we've
what
got
do
to
you,
get 85% of the people have to be vaccinated.
I mean, we were supposed to flatten the curve now, and they said it's 70%, that's 75%. They keep going up and up. What's your response to the Biden administration attitude that if you're in the service and you're told to get a vaccine and you don't want to do it for religious reasons or you just don't want to put it in your body, it is my body, my choice, isn't that what the women say about abortion issue, and they should be dishonorably discharged?
Right. Well, that's always been the policy. They have to take a lot of vaccines in the military.
Right. But normally all of them have been used repeatedly for a long time and tested. I went to the Marines, same thing. You go through numerous shots all the time. But they want to equate it to a dishonorable discharge reasoning, which follows you for life.
No, that part, I don't know how it works on getting discharged, but the military has the right to order you to take the vaccine. The military, you're not a civilian. You're not a woman being told what to do with your body. You're a soldier. That you chose to be a soldier. It's not a draft.
So is a woman going in, is she a soldier or a woman first?
Soldier.
Okay, so if she's pregnant and they say you're not going to be fit to carry out your duties, you need to abort the baby, so you will be.
Well, I don't know how that. I don't know the policy on that in the military.
Well,
I mean,
there is no such policy.
It's been a big controversy, though, how to report. Like when we were in Iraq, and many women, not many, but there was a certain percentage of women had to be removed from the theater of operations because they were pregnant. And how to report that? What is that? Is that a casualty? Well, why are they leaving? It's a category. It's a big deal in the military. And they had to cope with that, which they hadn't had to cope with before.
But it gets down to the fact, again, if you disobey an order.
I don't think the military has the right to order you to terminate a pregnancy.
Why would they have a right then to order them to take this particular shot if this is a new shot? This is not anything that's been tested.
It's been approved by the FDA.
And I'm not knocking it. I'm in favor. I have had, and I know it's where it's helped people. I also know others that have. You know, on The View today, VP Harris was supposed to show up on the program, and two of the hosts who have been vaccinated were told you had to leave the set because you had tested positive again. So we're never going to get past that. So this is just something that many people, and John, you being a good Republican, many people see it's just another way trying to control people. You see it that way in any way?
No. I don't. I mean, Republicans have led the way over history in ordering people to be vaccinated. I happen to have personal experience with the man actually that helped get the polio vaccine under President Eisenhower mandated. Justin Dart was playing golf with Ike when he got President Eisenhower when he got a phone call that his son had fallen ill with polio. And President Eisenhower was so aghast over this that when the SALT vaccine became workable and ready, he ordered it to be made available nationally. And every kid had to take that thing. I took it. You probably took
sure,
it.
We all took it. Yeah, I think was
and that was
the
brand
show?
New.
Yeah.
That was brand new. Yeah. And there was none of this nonsense about we're not. Why would the government want to control you with the vaccine?
Well, I'm not. I agree with you on many parts of that, but the other issue is the fiasco we've had at the border. Today, Biden admitted in a press conference, I am the president. Yes, I'm responsible. But then he spent most of his time throwing Border Patrol agents who were on the mounted horses under the bus, repeating the lie that they were whipping Haitians, which they were not whipping them.
No, right. They were not. We saw the video. They were twirling the reins to keep them away from the horse. That's not whipping people. But it was interpreted that way. Look, it is a mess at the border. And it tells us a lot, you know, about the world, that these poor people from Haiti have escaped.
Well, now, most of those, you know, they're saying most of those.
Other countries.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you added that, because most of the ones that came in were not in Haiti. They were not coming here for asylum from Haiti. They'd already left Haiti long ago.
Right. They left and went to Central and South America. Mm-hmm. And then decided to make the move to come up here. Why? Because this is where you want to be. This is the best country on the planet, and they recognize it. I don't think most of them will ever get asylum here. You know, asylum is specifically targeted for people who face political persecution.
Right. Like some coming
not
from Afghanistan.
Poverty.
Right.
Definitely Afghanistan.
And I want to come back to that, but one thing they are given, and they're giving papers to say that they will show up on a future date to have a hearing, they're not going to show up.
Good luck.
So they're not going to come in on asylum, but we're never going to find them yet. Now, what about the Afghan withdrawal? We haven't had a chance, you and I, to talk about how, in my opinion, it's such a debacle. And when the president said in about the last minute, we will not leave until we get every American out, and we still have Americans stranded in Afghanistan.
Yeah, most of them are dual citizen Americans.
Still Americans.
Oh, yeah, they are. And they were given ample opportunity to get out by us with an agreement with the Taliban to let them out, which they did. But about 100 have chosen.
John, are you I'm sorry, are you buying the story? There are only 100 and they stayed because they wanted to stay? Now, some have family.
Absolutely.
Some have family. And, if I have to leave without my family,
some
I'm going to stay.
Businesses. I mean, the guy that runs... I think he runs the Kabul airport. He's an American citizen.
Well,
and
but
he chose to stay.
What military thought says take all your troops out first and then rely on the terrorists agreeing to let Americans come out?
Not great. But we now know more than we did a few months ago about the order of removal. When Biden first started this in February and March, the then president of Afghanistan urged him not to take our interpreters and our Afghan allies out then, because it would, once the word got out that we were taking people out, it would accelerate the collapse of his government. So we didn't. We did what he asked, and then he pulled the plug, and the collapse happened virtually overnight in August.
Yeah.
I don't really think there was any way to get out of this thing well.
And well, I certainly...
The big picture. Big picture, Larry, hold on.
Okay, I'll give you 20 seconds. I just want to give you a heads up. 20 seconds.
Okay. America, the public, wanted to get out. And I think as time goes on, they're going to be they are glad we got out. And the ugliness of the actual evacuation at the end will fade, and we did get out, and we're out.
And I'm glad we got out as well. It's just how we did it, and I still worry about Americans in there. John, as always, we appreciate it. We'll have to do it more often. We'll catch
great
up player. Again.
Love to.
Thank you. John Labutier from New York, former congressman. Coming up, Hunter Biden cover-up and Cuomo grabbing somebody's butt.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Oh, smokestack lightning, shining
is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So in case you missed it earlier, our first segment, we were dealing with some of the story that broke recently from a book that's yet to come out by a reporter for Politico, so not really a left-wing organization nor left-wing reporter, and it basically, after he dug through emails, this is not from the laptop originally exposed by the New York Post, found emails showing that Hunter Biden was again trying to get money from foreign governments in return for doing something for them. And in fact, one email that he had in the reporter and his book have in hand, apparently, is a phone conversation between a Democrat donor to a sheikh who's an Obama donor, and saying, per phone conversation, I met with number two's son. He wants $2 per year retainer. His dad is deciding to run or not. It writes $2 per year, but it's meant to be, and everyone understands it, $2 million per year. And also pointing out that he has good friends. He's a good friend of John Kerry's son. Boy, it's so tightly wound. All these people wrapped up in this. Well, at some point, more will be coming out. And the main issue, concern of many is, does this make Joe Biden subject to extortion? And is it underway now? Because, again, some of the events involve his son and China and Russia. But don't look for the state-controlled media to spend a lot of time on it. They will denounce as much as they can, just as they did the original laptop story when it came out from the New York Post. And, of course, the difference between those on the progressive left, I don't mean just being Democrat or Republican, we have our differences, but most of us, we can find some things we have in common, and we enjoy each other for that. I hope you do anyway. I hope you really, let me just take a moment to emphasize this. I hope you do not let politics or a political candidate split a relationship you have with friends that are true friends, and you have been true friends until a particular candidate or issue comes up that destroys your relationship. And certainly I hope it doesn't destroy relationships within your family. I've got a sister that she's had never been Trump. I mean, I can't have a conversation with her. I can have one, but she can't. And so we just don't have a discussion. But I'm not going to lose my relationship with my sister over anything Trump said, did, or doesn't do, or anyone following similar lines. But where I have a problem with, and I hope you do too, is the hypocrisy issue. And Joe Biden is joining all these others saying we need to have more taxes paid. I'm sure he probably loved the dress AOC wore the other night to the Met Gala. Tax the rich. Well, a congressional research report is out that Joe Biden could owe the IRS up to $500,000. $500,000. Skirting some taxes. Not necessarily evading. That's the difference between avoiding. You can avoid taxes. If you don't have to pay them, you find a way to avoid. Evasion's another thing. We'll find out what they say. And then you get Chris Cuomo at CNN. An essay got published Friday in the far-left New York Times. Shelley Ross, a former executive of ABC and CBS, says at a 2000 work gathering, Chris walked toward me, greeted me with a strong bear hug, lowering one hand to firmly grab and squeeze the cheek of my buttock. She said, I can do this now. Or he said, I can do this now. You're no longer my boss, because he was at that time at CNN. And she said, no, you can't. I pushed him back, revealing my husband had seen the entire episode at close range, and then we left. Well, CNN's Chris Cuomo has now admitted, yeah, I did do it. I did do it. It was wrong, and I am ashamed. Though my hearty greeting was a function of being glad to see you. See, he and his brother had the same thing. His brother, you know, having to leave office for touching, invading space, however you wanted to, molesting, whatever you wanted to use the term, for women. And he said, well, I'm just trying to, you know, that's the way I am. I greet and say hello to everybody. I'm Italian. You know, hello, hello. I greet and I kiss you. Yeah, well, so in this case, Chris said, yeah, I did. And I passed along my apology to your very good and noble husband. I apologize. Next time I will remember the lesson, no matter how happy I am to see you. So that's supposed to be an apology, right? A prime cable network admits to groping a colleague. The far-left New York Times did report it. Put the whole thing deep under 15 paragraphs, apparently. Oh, Andrew up in Chicago said, I heard you talking about the Washington Capitals putting ads, and you said maybe they want LC sponsorship. He said, yeah, maybe since the Washington franchise football team is no longer the Redskins, maybe Larry Connors' team? He said, let's kick off promotion. Get logo ideas. You run it. I'll take in the money. Thanks, Andrew. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.